Little else of interest happened until the 18th, when a signal was received from C&C ordering the flotilla to join the Grand Fleet on the day the German fleet was to surrender. Our place had always been with the Grand Fleet in the event of a fleet action, and it was presumably for this reason that we were to be given the privilege of joining the big ships and their escorts on this historic occasion. A privilege not shared by any other complete force of ships normally detached from the battle fleet or battle cruiser force. Within a few hours of receiving the news, most of the ships in the flotilla had offered hospitality to several shore-based officers who wished to see the surrender. We ourselves had invited the paymaster Commander D and Number 1 of Leander, and also an RAF officer and a Canadian Army officer who was visiting the depot ship. It was with a bright air of expectation that I stepped out of the cabin hatch next morning and looked across the river from our berth at the eastern jetty. Out in the stream, a trawler was making towards the jetty with the obvious intention of tying up astern of us. When the skipper miscalculated the force of the ebb tide and allowed his ship to collide with our stern, causing our after port compartment to be holed and flooded to a depth of several feet. No great damage was done, but for the moment it looked as though we might be left behind to effect repairs while the rest of the flotilla made their rendezvous with the German fleet. It was a black and bitter thought, but before I had time to beg a passage on one of the other ships, or failing that, to stow away, our chief had reported to the captain that he considered the ship to be seaworthy. So it was with a light heart that I went across to Abdul in the early afternoon to take down the ZZZ for our final operation. About 2 hours later, the flotilla had put to sea, and by nightfall we had cleared Spurn Point and set course for the Firth of Forth.